Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, coming back to you on another Saturday to give praise and worship to our Lord and Savior in the great I Am. I want to thank them both for lifting my body up today to allow me to come back to you this Saturday. No matter how much pain I'm in, just talking and worshiping in communion with all of the people who are listening live and all the people who are listening later makes me have so much joy that no matter what I'm going through, my heart just leaps. It leaps with joy. And I want to thank you for that. Okay, everyone, tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. And I wanted to just briefly say something about that. You know, we have to continue to keep everyone who was affected by that, which is the whole world, the whole country, and some who were affected more, keep them in our prayers that the Holy Spirit will come to them. And also, we need to remember not just the tragedy of it, but we also have to remember how we all pull together as one, as how we all show compassion for each other. That is what we need to take away from this experience, and that is what we need to continue from this experience. Okay, and now everybody, again, keep everyone in your prayers that if there's anything that is still lingering, any parts that hurts about that incident, that Christ can take it away. So definitely go into prayer about that. All right, you know, I love the people who listen live, and I love the people who listen later. You guys bring me so much joy, and today, as everyone knows, I start the show out with a Bible verse reading. And this week, we're going to start at Mark 12, chapter 41 through the 44th chapter. And it's about the widow's offering. And it's very interesting. Okay. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put in and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, putting in everything, all she had to live on." If that is talking about the sacrifice that we make when we do our tithes and our offerings, it is not just the amount that you give, it's that you're giving it from your heart. That is what Christ is looking for us to do. So whenever you give tithes and offerings, either to this ministry or to another ministry, make sure it's from your heart and you give whatever God puts on your heart to give. I want to remind everyone to visit the website, their ministry's website at www.sisterpoochie.com. That's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. There you can also give tithes, offerings, and donations if God so puts it on your heart to do. I want to announce that next Saturday, September the 17th, Minister Kimberly Hovak will be returning with some powerful words for us, and we're going to do an extended show, so we'll be on for an hour and a half. So do not miss that, and let everybody know. You know, she's been on a couple of times, and the word has just been so powerful that Minister Kimberly Hovak will return next Saturday, 9/17/2011. Okay, we're going to kick off the show because we are here to praise and give some worship and listen to some very talented artists with some God-given talent. And first up on the mic is Troy Sneed. This song was remixed by DJ Shaheem, who also goes by Rapture. It's praise and worship hip-hop mix. It's the best of both worlds to break away from the streets and try Jesus. And we can't go wrong with that. So this is Troy Sneed with Says Yes. My heart says yes.
I give myself away.
Hot mix. Hot mix. DJ Shaheem.
Boom, 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 boom.
Troy Sneed, excuse me, with My Heart Says Yes. If you go to the ministry's website, which is www.sistercoochie.com, spelled SISTAPOOCHIE, what you will find there is a roster of all the artists that we play. And this particular song, if you really like it, there's a free download of this, and the link is at the ministry's website. Also at the ministry's website, you can subscribe to our podcast for the radio show, download it into your iPod. You also have Bible study videos, a prayer line, spiritual consultation, email address, as well as Bible study videos that you can enjoy. So definitely visit the website and enjoy the free resources that the ministry has to offer. Also, if you ever want to be on the show, all you have to do is email an MP3 or a WAV file to SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. I just spelled it for you, and we'll review it and let you know when you're going to be on the show. Now, if you want to ever call, if you're away from your computer on a Saturday and you want to listen to the show, you can always call in at 347-838-9457. Again, you can listen to the show on your phone, or you can opt to talk to me in the audience. And remember, if you call during a dance break, there's a really long wait, but definitely hold on and we'll get to your call. All right, next up on the mic is the Scott family with At the Altar.
Let alone stab you in your back. But there's only one thing you can do is fall down on your knees, go into some prayer, show him you're sincere and you really care. He will be there when you want him, and he will be there even when you don't need him. Lay your fears down. I'm talking about freedom.
Everything.
right. That was the Scott family with At the Altar. And if you want to get in contact with them, you can email them at tytproductions@yahoo.com. You can also call them at 773-850-7341. They are available for live performances. Again, go to the ministry's website and get all of their contact information. But if you're looking for a gospel group to perform at any of your occasions, definitely give the Scott family a call. All right, we're going to do a little bit different this week. The dance break is up a little earlier than usual. And the dance break is sponsored by our resident DJ, Frankie Vibe. If you want to contact Frankie, you can email him at vibe212001@yahoo.com. He's also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Frankie Vibe. He has a House of Inspiration page on Facebook, and every Sunday he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.my959.com, and then again at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsoulwetrust.com. I encourage everyone to support Frankie and his ministry. This is a small example of what he does, and let's get ready for the dance break. Now, this is a time, it's 15 minutes, that we're going to keep our minds steadfast on the Lord. And as we're doing that, we're going to try to figure out what message the DJ is trying to give us. It's a great exercise. He said, if you keep your mind steadfast on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. So everyone get up, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And here we go with the dance break for the week by DJ Frankie Vibe.
You're listening to DJ Frankie Vibe's Gospel House Break.
Oh, dear.
By DJ Frankie Vibe. I encourage you all to not only support him and his musical ministry, but go to the website and support all the artists that have given their work to our ministry. Just a kind note and let them know how you feel about what you're hearing. Again, that's www.sistapoochie.com, spelled SISTAPOOCHIE.com. Okay, we're going to go back to the reading of the week because this is something I want you to concentrate on. Meditate on, ask God for wisdom, and ask the Holy Spirit to unveil the mysteries of the Bible to you. But we're coming from Mark 12, chapter 41 through the 44th verse. And it says this: Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, putting in everything, all she had to live on. And that's the sacrifice that this widow made that Jesus was trying to acknowledge. She gave everything she had, but she gave it to the Lord. And that means that she's going to get it back. Okay, everybody, we're going to keep moving on. Next up on the mic is Supreme High Energy with I Shall Not Be Moved.
I'm a fool.
Nothing can move us from the love of Christ. Nothing can move us from our dedication. Okay, if you want to reach Supreme High Energy, you can actually purchase that song at www.gospelhousemusic.com, or you can call him at 1-347-677-9684. Okay, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks with How Can I Keep From Singing?
My life. Oh,
That was Catherine Kendrick with How Can I Keep From Singing. And if you actually want to contact Catherine, you can email the ministry's email address, which is sistapucci at sistapucci.com. Spell S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E at S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E.com. And again, I encourage you to definitely contact all the artists and let them know how you feel about their music. And, you know, a kind word goes a long way. All right, next up on the mic is Society Hill Music with God's Grace Is Sufficient. All right. Now, that was Society Hill Music with God's Grace is Sufficient. And it is, no matter what you need, no matter what you're going through, all you need is God in your life and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you cannot accomplish. If you want to get in contact with Society Hill Music, you can contact them. You can actually watch them on their YouTube account at www.youtube.com/Society Hill Music. Again, I encourage everyone to go to the ministry's website and enjoy the free resources that we have. And also, there's a roster of all the artists that we've played on the show since the beginning. And I encourage you all to take a little time and contact an artist and let them know exactly how you feel about their music. They're out here praising the Lord and just trying to give some joy to other people through their musical ministry. Okay, next up on the mic is Precious Lord by Mark Wangzer. Thank you. Precious Lord, it just makes your heart just melts whenever you hear that song. Well, it makes my heart melt when I hear that song. All right, if you want to get in contact with Mark Wainzer, you can reach him at www.adelbanks.ning.com/Mark Wainzer. Of course, you can go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpucci.com. And get all the contact information for all the artists. A lot of them have more than one contact, so definitely visit the website. While you're there, go to Bible study. There are videos that are available. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast for the show, download it into your iPod. Now, I know I've got a lot of people who listen live, and I get a fair amount of people who listen later. And at this moment, I want to talk to those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I invite you to open your heart and open your mind. Ask Jesus to come in and be a part of your life so you can be saved and born again. He is our shepherd. He's our provider. He's our keeper. He's our friend. He's our all in all, and that is what he's here for, to take all of our burdens and make our load very light. We do not have to go through this by ourselves. So definitely accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and just ask him to come into your heart. It is just that simple. All right, I'm going to go back to the reading for the week because I want you to concentrate on it and meditate on it. Ask God for wisdom and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. And if you actually want to discuss this verse further than that, we have a spiritual consultation spiritual counseling email address at spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com, and there will be counselors who will be happy to discuss anything about the Bible, any questions you may have, anything you want to know about your walk with Christ. They're there to serve you, so definitely utilize that resource. But we're going to come from Mark, the 12th chapter, 41 through the 44th verse, and it goes like this. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." That is sacrificing for our Lord and Savior and allowing the gospel to be spread. It doesn't matter how much you give. It just matters that you give. You can sow a seed into this ministry or you can sow a seed into another ministry. I just encourage you all to sow a seed because it is a sacrifice that God has asked us to do. All right, this time goes by so fast, and I have enjoyed myself so much, and I hope you enjoyed it. Tell your friends about the radio show if you've enjoyed it. Come back and meet me next Saturday. We're going to have Minister Kim Ovak, who's going to do a special segment, and we're going to extend the show for a half an hour just for her segment. But she's a powerful teacher, and she has some powerful words to share with you. So I want everyone to have a blessed week. Everyone to remember the sacrifice that we all made on 9/11, but remember that we came together as one, and that's the most important thing, to take care of each other. So everyone have a blessed week, and I'll see you next week, and we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace and blessings, everyone. Talk to you later.
Call.